what we have here is a situation. As I was driving in, I'm listening to Coach Sheehan on the radio and JP and B. Mitch bouncing back and forth. And I hear, I think it was JP, mention, hey, man, I'm not there, but this is what is being reported. And this was just after 11 o'clock. And that is that Jaden Daniels was not among the quarterbacks that came out to the practice field. But initially, when reporters were allowed to go to the practice field, no quarterbacks were there. And apparently, they were all in the bubble. And apparently, Jaden Daniels was in that group. So again, when they came out to the public practice, or not the public practice fields, but the open practice fields, where the reporters are allowed to be, they're not allowed to be in the bubble unless the team is practicing in full in the bubble. Where the reporters were gathered, it was Marcus Mariota, it was Jeff Driskel, and it was Sam Hartman, and there was no sign of Jaden Daniels. And then Dan Quinn took to the podium, and you are going to hear what he had to say, just so it's unfiltered and it's right from the head coach, and you're going to hear it right now. We got a couple of parts in it, but this is the opening statement that Dan usually does, you know, which is kind of a general kind of set the scene, set the stage, whatever type of thing. Dan's good at this stuff. He's a very good communicator, although, you know, again, as I've expressed, I wish they would have been a little more transparent this week, a little bit more open, but I understand some of it. I don't have to like it, but I understand some of it. So I want you to hear directly from Dan Quinn. You're going to hear it in a couple of parts here. And then also Jaden Daniels is now speaking to the media. And we will have, first, before we get the audio turned around, we will have at least the quotes, and then we'll have the audio for you later on this hour and the 2 o'clock hour. Jaden Daniels also speaking. But first, here's the head coach of the Washington Commanders, his opening statement to the media, the final time he will speak before the Commanders and the Bears on Sunday.
Jaden was able to practice today. We followed the plan, really, that we set at the start of the week. And for you guys, think of like crawl, walk, run, like we do with a lot of guys, you know, on the return back from injury. So Wednesday into that first piece, Thursday on the walk piece to go, and then Friday to get the run. And we will assess how he responds to the work that we did, you know, over the next 48 hours. But we really pushed it today. And playing quarterback, the movements, the skills, and also specific to the game plan, you know, going through the whole thing, you know, all parts of the field. So we're really following that process, and we'll let our eyes, you know, decide how he responds over the next 48 hours. That'll guide us, and we'll make the best decision for him and for the team. And if he can't go, certainly we have all the confidence in Marcus. This quarterback room is really a fun one to be around, to see the support they have for one another and helping one another, their readiness. So it's a remarkable group, you know, with Jaden and Marcus and Jeff and Sam, and they got their, you know, like four brothers together and their crazy cousin Blau, who's hanging around there all the time, you know, 1 year removed from playing. But it's just this really cool support system that they see for one another. And constantly, I'm, you know, early in the morning, I'll go down in the quarterback room and together or post practice. So it was a good week. And we stayed true to the process for Jaden of what we were going to do from Wednesday to Thursday. And then we really wanted to push him today to see where he would be. And then let's see what the next, you know, how he responds to that kind of push to go. But it was a good day.
All right, so you hear from Dan Quinn directly calling it, it was a good day. They really pushed him. They really amped things up. They stayed to their plan Wednesday, Thursday, basically comparing it to almost like a baby, right? Baby crawls or slides or slithers or whatever. Then they cruise, right, where they're kind of leaning on sofa or whatever, and then they walk. Right? It was almost like that. He didn't say it exactly that way, but those of you that have had young kids or been around babies or young kids, you kind of know the analogy that I'm creating, right? So I don't know. Out of that, which I thought Dan talked before practice on Friday mornings, not after. My bad. It's always a little confusing because they're always changing the schedule around and whatever, and I'm here and they're there, okay? So Clearly, he spoke after practice. And after the initial, like, reporting slash confusing video, scenario, tweets, what have you, that, hey, man, Jaden Daniels is not out here among the group of quarterbacks. But what Dan Quinn is saying, and this was figured out initially by one of the reporters, and I can't remember exactly who, maybe Nikki? Okay. Why don't we hear, because then Nikki Javala of the Washington Post kind of clarifies and asks, did you hold him back in any sort of way? So here's Dan Quinn about that as a follow-up to what we just heard.
You said Jaden did participate in team stuff.
Yep.
Were there any limitations on what he was able to do?
No, just the opposite, in fact, Nikki. Okay. We really wanted to push it today. And so that's why I think it's important, because you have to push it in all the, not just, you know, the quarterback-specific things, but also within the game plan. So we really pushed it today, and so that's what really the next, you know, day and a half will be about, see how he responds, because you have to do that. And that was kind of part of the plan, to get in through Wednesday, Thursday, as many of the walkthrough reps as you can, which is, you know, considerable amount, but you have to push it to see where you're at. So that's what today was about.
All right, so good job by Nikki kind of doubling down, like, any issues, any complications, and you hear Dan Quinn specifically say, hey, man, he went through walkthrough, obviously meetings Wednesday and Thursday, right? We know about the virtual reality stuff, but today was the day that they had designated, if he hadn't had any setbacks, to say, okay, man, can you go and run on the move and throw and twist and torque and do all the things that we need you to do? And yes, of course, they can adjust some things with less design runs, less RPO, all that stuff. We all understand that football players get injured. We all understand there's risk. We all understand that nobody's going to be, well, some of us understand that not everybody's going to be 110%, all that stuff. I don't know about you guys. I'm maybe allowing myself to be more encouraged here than I should be, but I'm leaning more towards being encouraged now. Matt, who just whispered in my ear, a very, very, very interesting comment, which he's absolutely correct about, but Matt usually does not say. He said, God, I'm good.
We did not communicate before the show about what clips Chris would want.
Well, we did.
A little bit.
We did. You told me what you had.
That Nikki cut was,
yes,
in the middle, and I
perfect.
Was like, oh, I already have that.
Yes, perfect. So you Linnell'd me in my earbuds, and, you know, and you deserve it, by the way. Kudos to Matty Ice here. Well done. So the third clip that we have is what Dan Quinn learned about communication and information and, right, getting to know each other from this perspective. Like, they know each other from a football, from a personal perspective, but we've never dealt with a significant injury perspective or a moderate injury perspective, right? And there is important nuance and communication that goes on privately, of course, publicly, family, doctors, agents, all that stuff. So Dan Quinn, I think we have just one more cut from Dan on Jaden Daniels, the process of communication throughout the week.
I admire so much about, like, his California cool side to him. Like, I wish I had some more of that in mind. Sometimes I'm calm like this, but on the water, I'm like a duck, you know, going. And so he really stayed true to his process of getting ready. And so it's been a process from a communication standpoint has been good. Want to make sure I'm always, not just with him, but the other quarterbacks, the rest of the team. So, you know, we've thrown a good week.
I love that quote. I love that soundbite.
California cool.
I mean, we say that about him all the time, right? We're not the only ones. You know, cool as a cucumber, California cool. I was reading a story from Zach Kiefer. I think it's Zach Kiefer of The Athletic, who went way, way, way back into the history, the buildup, the learning process when he was 12 years old of Jaden Daniels. I'll share some of that with you coming up. Look. They are saying they're going to evaluate him over the next 48 hours, okay? And what that basically means, as best as I can ascertain and as best as I can tell it, is, you know, they film everything, okay? So now they've seen it ground level with their eyes. Dan Quinn has seen it. The trainers have seen it. I don't know if a doctor was there, Dr. Casolaro or Dr. Annunziata. I'm not sure. But maybe they've seen it. Cliff Kingsbury has seen it. David Blau, the assistant quarterback's coach, has seen it. Tavita Pritchard has seen it. Others have seen it, right? Jaden Daniels has seen it, felt it. So they have a lot of data now that we did not have until within the last hour-ish, okay? They have a lot of data, both physical, mental, and trained eye observation and video observation. So now what they're going to probably do is go back and watch that practice before they get out of there for the day. You know, 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, whatever. They usually cut off early on a Friday so that they can have some sort of life, meaning the coaches. And they're going to have a real good gut feel as to what they saw in person, boots on the ground, and as to what they then went back and saw on video. I forgot to add Adam Peters, obviously, and Lance Newmark to the mix, right? And I'm sure Doug, you know, was either at practice or will watch practice, Doug Williams. So basically at 1:15 on a Friday afternoon, we still don't have the answer that you want. But I will tell you this, on my way in, and again, lacking any context because all I was able to get was hearing JP, I think it was, report the news that was being reported out of Ashburn, and then seeing John Keim and others tweet, "Hey, man, all the quarterbacks are out here. There's no Jaden Daniels," which I inferred to mean, oh, wait a second, Jaden Daniels isn't going to practice. But apparently, he had already practiced. Now, I don't know exactly the extent, but Dan Quinn, as you just heard, said they pushed him really hard. Basically, it wasn't a walkthrough. It was a practice. Now, was it the full team practice? That part is a little unclear. But they ran him through, it sounds like, the gauntlet.
So one of the answers I didn't pick up, they did ask about what did he specifically run, and it was team practice that he was specifically going through all of the drills, seeing the blitzes, watching all of the rushes, and that was what they were bringing him. And that was specifically what was inside the bubble today, that all of the team drills, practices, everything like that, it was just outside some of the individual drills. Instead of being outside for that, he was inside getting a little bit more core work done.
Okay. That's a great explanation, which gives me even further belief, impetus, hope, that he might be able to play. Again, don't know. Dan Quinn was careful to say he's going to play. He didn't say he's going to play, he's not going to play, he might play, he should be good, or anything like that. But the fact that he was able to run through almost a full practice, and we'll see how they designate him in terms of, you know, full participant, limited. Whether I would assume he's going to be listed as questionable and not doubtful or out, which would tell us right away. I think there's now, I don't know, a 50-50 chance that he plays. Whereas, you know, if you listen to this show, on Monday, we said over and over and over again, I had a slight lean towards him being able to play. Slight lean. Then Dan Quinn addressed the reporters at 3:30 on Monday, which you also heard here live. And he said, nope, he's week to week. It's a rib injury. Wouldn't clarify. He wouldn't get, you know, specific, whatever. And I said, I didn't like how that sounded. I'm not so sure that he's going to be able to play. Then he doesn't practice on Wednesday and Thursday, but obviously he does some walkthrough stuff. He's doing the virtual reality stuff. He's in meetings. We knew that. We expected that. That's all normal. Then we find out yesterday, part of the way, right around this time, hey, man, the plan is for Jaden Daniels to practice with the team. Then we find out, hey, in the public portion of practice or the media portion of practice, Jaden Daniels is not out there, but Jaden Daniels, according to Dan Quinn, apparently participated in as full of a practice as you're going to participate in. Maybe, again, he'll still be, I'm guessing, he'll still be limited just because of the weird wonky rules. But it was inside, and they ran him through the gamut. They pushed him. They amped him up. They needed to see certain things. And maybe I'm overreacting, but it certainly seems like there's a much greater possibility now, based on what Dan Quinn just said and what you just heard, that Jaden plays. Whereas when I woke up this morning, and as I started my way in and as I started hearing the news, I'm not saying those guys were wrong, but the news was kind of preliminary. It was just observations. Hey, the quarterbacks are out here. Jaden's not. I took that to mean Jaden wasn't practicing. I'm glad I didn't go, oh, see, I told you so. Because apparently Jaden practiced. And that's really, 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 really good news. And if the tape shows what it seems like Dan Quinn saw, and again, it's only Dan Quinn. If the tape shows that to everyone, then hell, there's a pretty darn good chance that Jaden Daniels is going to play, at least at the start of the game. And then you could, again, just like you had to last week, go to Marcus Mariota. And maybe you have the third quarterback active so you don't have that weird, stupid third quarterback rule and what have you. And you just have somebody else extra down.